I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We have some cloudiness, 45 degrees, KSL's top story. The federal government is putting Utah on notice. They're going to take over the state's OSHA if we don't implement the president's COVID mandates soon. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
According to Yahoo News, three states missed the deadline: Arizona, South Carolina, and Utah. The acting head of federal OSHA held a press conference with reporters, saying if those states don't meet the federal guidelines, they'll move to revoke the state OSHA programs. Yahoo quoted Jim Frederick as saying, quote, "Their continued refusal is a failure to maintain their state plan commitment to thousands of workers in their states."
Governor Spencer Cox is pushing back at this move. He issued a statement and says the state hasn't refused to implement the emergency standard, and he's tried to address concerns about complying with it first. KSL News Time 6:31. Good news about the shrinking Great Salt Lake. Some groups are donating water to Farmington Bay, which is now nothing more but sand. The director of Saline Lakes for the National Audubon Society, Marcel Shoup, says this deal with six different entities will hopefully set a standard that can help preserve ecosystems.
The important thing about this is that it's not just about these water transactions themselves. It's also setting a precedent for the ability to do future water sharing arrangements like this for other important habitat areas in the lake.
Rio Tinto Kennecott and the Central Utah Water Conservancy District are entering a 10-year agreement to donate some of their water rights. The water will flow through the Jordan River to Farmington Bay. KSL News Time 6:32. The committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol finds a former presidential advisor in contempt. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the committee voting unanimously in the past half hour to hold former President Trump's advisor Steve Bannon in criminal contempt. Committee Chair Benny Thompson says the committee will do what it needs to get all the information into what led to the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Mr. Bannon stands alone in his complete defiance of our subpoena. That's not acceptable. No one in this country, no matter how wealthy or how powerful, is above the law.
Bannon has cited President Trump's claims of executive privilege to defy the subpoena. The resolution now goes to the full House for approval before being sent to the Justice Department for action. Good news in the supply chain crisis. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Union Pacific will shift operations at its California facility to ease the bottlenecks.
Union Pacific Railroad just announced its facility serving the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach will now operate 24/7 to help move containers out of L.A. and Long Beach.
The Union Pacific facility is just 3 or 4 miles away from the ports, which handle about 40% of the container traffic that enters the U.S. A plane today crashing upon takeoff outside of Houston, Texas. The twin-engine aircraft was leaving Houston's executive airport with 21 people on board. EMS chief Tim Gibson says everyone was able to get off the plane before it became engulfed in flames.
They were stunned. They were very, very stunned, but they did all self-extricate. We can't tell you how they did that or in what method. And the plane was fully involved when we arrived.
The NTSB says a 10-person team is headed to Houston to determine why that plane didn't take off. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
You have till Saturday to weigh in on how lawmakers redraw district political boundaries in Utah. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports, Saturday's the last day Utah's Independent Redistricting Commission takes public input.
The so-called People's Commission has to submit their maps to lawmakers by November 1st, 12 in total, three versions for each Congress, State House, State Senate, and school board boundaries. It's the lawmakers, though, who make the final boundaries. The commission's maps don't have to be adopted. The big question being, will lawmakers' maps be vastly different from what the commission suggests?
The two final public meetings of the commission are Thursday at 6 in Harriman and Saturday morning at 11 in West Valley, or you can share your concerns anytime online at the commission's website. Salt Lake State Senator Derek Kitchen is criticizing the State Judiciary Committee ahead of a meeting about election integrity tomorrow. Lawmakers are reportedly going to discuss a forensic audit of Utah's presidential election, like what you saw in Arizona. Senator Kitchen says even discussing an audit is senseless, damaging, irresponsible, and by entertaining conspiracy theories in a legislative session, he says the legislature is wasting taxpayer money. KSL News Time, 6:35. Hundreds of thousands of jobs are now available for the holidays. A lot of them are getting snatched right up. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly tells us why that might be.
Flexibility. That's the number one thing employees say they need from a temporary job. That's according to a survey sponsored by shipping company UPS. The data also revealed people are asking for benefits like health care, retirement funds, and school tuition assistance.
Many workers indicated they're looking for a job with long-term potential if the pay and benefits work for them. KSL News Time, 6:36.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.